Harley sat down on a large stone by the wayside to take a pebble from his shoe, when he saw at some distance a beggar approaching him. He had on a loose sort of coat, mended with different colored rags, among which the blue and russet were predominant. He had a short, knotty stick in his hand, and on the top of it was stuck a ram's horn. He wore no shoes, and his stockings had entirely lost that part of them which would have covered his feet and ankles. In his face, however, was the plump appearance of good humor. He walked a good round pace, and a crook-legged dog trotted at his heels. "Our delicacies," said Harley to himself, "are fantastic. They are not in nature. That beggar walks over the sharpest of these stones barefooted, whilst I have lost the most delightful dream in the world from the smallest of them happening to get into my shoe." The beggar had by this time come up, and, pulling off a piece of a hat, asked charity of Harley. The dog began to beg, too. It was impossible to resist both, and, in truth, the want of shoes and stockings had made both unnecessary, for Harley had destined sixpence for him before. The beggar, on receiving it, poured forth blessings without number, and, with a sort of smile on his countenance, said to Harley that if he wanted to have his fortune told... Harley turned his eye briskly upon the beggar. It was an unpromising look for the subject of a prediction, and silenced the prophet immediately.